If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
No, because I actually had this morning. I had Trevor Sycamore on this morning.
Okay.
And the line that he gave that I think stood out from all of this, I wish we would have got that clipped off. He said he was the toughest eval of his top 10 wide receivers. Now, he ultimately put him 10th. He said he had him ranked as high as 8th when doing the exercise and as low as 19th. So if that doesn't tell you that there is some debate to be had about where Terry ranks, I don't know what does. The other thing is this, and this is my best point, I feel like, by the way. Pat myself on the back.
Why would you stop now?
Well, look, the wide receiver discussion in the NFL, I think, should be viewed as the most nuanced discussion because we're talking about the deepest position group in the NFL. There is going to be flavors that certain analysts and fans prefer than others. So if just because I say Terry is not better than a certain wide receiver or Terry's not ranked, me personally, I think I'd stand hard on him at 12 or 11. After last year, obviously, I think people's opinion of him a little bit skewed because he went Kanye crazy last year, as I like to call it, right? He went off.
No, he didn't go Kanye crazy. He was very, very good. Terry's a very fine human being, and anything related to Kanye crazy means that he's lost his marbles. Antonio Brown went Kanye crazy, okay? Terry McLaurin. True.
Antonio Brown, though, is still one of the greatest route runners ever.
Sure. How's that doing for him now?
Well, not good. CD yeah. ESPN. But That was the whole point, and I think there were a couple of receivers that I preferred over Terry that Anthony lost his mind over.
Okay, well, let's go those, and then let's go where the rubber actually meets the road. Who are the guys that Anthony lost his mind over?
He went – I've literally never seen him this worked up. I said Mike Evans. He damn near jumped through the glass. I said, good God, brother. We talk ball. You know what I'm saying? Me and Anthony, he hears all of the crazy things that you guys think I say on air. He hears the real crazy takes from me. He gets it raw from your boy. From an athleticism standpoint, okay, Tear Bear, a lot faster. But, like, I'm just looking at the overall body of work.
We're not doing Hall of Fame cases. We're doing for 2025.
That's Terry another McLaurin, thing that Anthony conveniently omitted.
Thank you.
That's another thing that he conveniently...
What do you mean omitted as if that doesn't help our case, not yours?
No, it does. That's exactly why he left it out. He left it out that it was just for 2025. If we're going just for next year, yeah, I'm probably going to take Terry over Mike.
What are you guys ranking?
Correct. You're right. They are.
What did you think you were doing?
I didn't know I was supposed to be over here.
No, what did you think you were doing over there?
Just shooting it, you know. Nice hairdo, by the way, buddy.
Thanks.
But no, like the bigger, I think, to repeat what I said a moment ago, because when I make a good point, I like to repeat it. I think we're evaluating the deepest position group in football, so there is going to be plenty of nuance and plenty of people that go, oh, if we're going to nitpick over things.
But also, who cares? Here's where the rubber meets the road.
How much are you paying him, by the way.
How much are you paying him?
This is where I disagreed with Grant and Danny, like, if I'm Terry in his representation, I see DK signed for $33 million annually. The negotiation starts there. I'm better than DK. I'm more available than DK. I've had worse quarterback play over the duration of our career than DK. So, yeah, that's how I would go. I think the deal I said on air earlier was like 3 for $101, something like that.
So I'm a 3 for I don't really care what the final number is. If you want to make it four,
the guarantee is the big one, right?
The thing is for me, yeah, I would have less AAV than DK, more guaranteed because he's older.
Yes.
So like, let's just go shorter deal. Cause also it, when you have the shorter deal, it's less like baloney on the end. Mm-hmm. So let's just do now. If you're Terry, you might want the extra baloney on the end because you want to, you know, try to have extra dead money late because whatever reason, or, you know, at that point, it actually in some ways makes you more likely to be cut as opposed to trying to figure out a restructure. And, you know, let's make sure that we can get it to where we get it, you know, both sides happy in 3 years and you can finish your career in burgundy and gold. I'm a three. What did I say, Anthony, the other day? I think four for 120.
Yep, that's
it. That gets you to 30 AAV with 76 guaranteed. That gets you in the top five of total guarantees.
Yeah.
Like, and at that point, who cares who's – because, like, it does matter. To your point, there is nuance here. It matters how guys fit in certain situations, mm-hmm. and how guys fit in certain circumstances. What roles are you asking them to play? Like, is Garrett Wilson better than Terry McLaurin? Depends on what you ask them to do. Like, there's a bunch of guys like that in the league. I think Terry straight up is just better than DK. They do a lot of similar stuff, and I'd rather have Terry than DK. And that doesn't even get into the fact that off the field, Terry is, like, the best dude you could possibly ask for. And if you are a hometown team, an incumbent team, trying to keep a guy like that, it sends a message to everyone else in your locker room and everyone else across the league of what you value. You just come out of a career year. You're a leader. You took to everything that we wanted in the program. That if that's not rewarded, then what is ever going to be rewarded by the Washington Commanders front office? The answer is nothing, which is why they're going to sign him to a deal. And fantasy, like, sure, if you want to do fantasy rankings, that matters to some people because they have fantasy teams. But, like, an arbitrary who's better, like, who gives a rip?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, and I think, by the way, Garrett Wilson, one of the dudes that Anthony went bonkers over when I said it, because I made the argument of, like, if we're going to make the argument about Terry being in QB hell, Garrett's been in QB hell as well. And the other thing is, I, like, look at receiver deeper than the name, right? Like, I would prefer Terry over Amon-Ra St. Brown, because if you put Terry in Ben Johnson's force feed the slot offense, he'd put up 110 catches a year, too.
I don't know about that.
Like, that's just my thought.
They're different receivers. Like, you can't make the argument that, like, Terry's not a great separator, then be like, oh, yeah.
Well, I haven't made that argument, but I know it's out there. But
yeah, like, they're different players. Terry is quote-unquote, undersized from, like, a stereotypical X. Mm-hmm. Like, Terry's a badass X receiver. Like, Amon-Ra St. Brown is a slot god. They are very different players. And to pretend like they're the same or, like, yeah, Ben Johnson loves big. He said the other day, like, one of the dumbest, weirdest things I've ever seen. It's like, oh, I don't like tush push. You ever seen it become an explosive play? I like explosive plays. You know what I like? Touchdowns. And that helps you get touchdowns. So, but in Ben Johnson's offense that is extraordinarily explosive down the field, yeah, Terry would have a field day, but he's more Jamison Williams than he is Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Sure. I'm just saying he could do everything that Amon-Ra can do. I don't know. I know for a fact Amon-Ra probably can't line it up outside of X and win as much as Terry does.
Right, but there's stuff Amon-Ra does that's better than Terry. Like for his sure. feel for space over the middle. Like Terry, despite, and this is to me, like, what do you care about? Do you care about underlying metrics or do you care about production? Because at some point, the underlying metrics are used to predict future performance, right?
Yeah.
Things like separation rate matter because it tells you how good this guy is going to be. Except for when we have 8 years of production that says it doesn't matter if he can't separate. He'll get you 1,000 yards every year, even if his quarterback plays boo-boo.
Yeah, I totally agree. The Garrett Wilson comp is interesting to me, like in terms of putting them back and forth. I think Garrett has shown he's like a route-running god. I think he runs better routes than Terry. He snaps stuff off better than Terry. I think he's more sudden than Terry is. But
right,
I think,
but do his quarterbacks trust him?
Right. Do his quarterbacks and trust him? And Terry, I think Terry's faster than him. Like he can't boogie the way
yeah
that
more can. More raw horsepower versus the mm-hmm. quickness or whatever. And like, you know, some of these younger guys we still kind of can't help it but put their potential into it. And mm-hmm. like straight up, Terry's more productive. He's a better football player than Garrett Wilson. He just has sure. been. But in the next, if you're doing it for 5 years, do you think that Garrett Wilson could round out? Like, sure, Garrett Wilson, his upside's crazy. His upside's higher than Terry's probably.
Yeah.
But like eventually you got to reach it. So I don't know. Is he the 8th, the 9th, the 12th best, whatever? All I know is that when I look at the list of dudes that and where the contracts are, I'd make him one of the – based off of where current structures are because some of these guys that we're talking about are on rookie deals yeah. or, you know, it got extended 2 years ago and they'll get extended again, and I put them above Terry in 2 years when they're up again. I would put Terry in the top 5 to 6 guys on most of the – whether it's total guarantee. Like, there's one of them, I think, like, total cash number. He'd wind up being, like, 8th or 9th. But, like, the ones that matter, AAV, total guarantees, yeah. I'd make a top 5 paid receiver in football.
To me, his age doesn't matter either because you're probably going to line his deal up to when Jaden starts to become the $75 million man. And
bingo.
Realistically speaking, Commander fans, this is going to, like, hurt. And I hope – cooler, calmer heads can prevail, and Terry, I don't know how he views it. This is probably his last go-around with Washington. Probably his last deal here.
I mean, it depends. If he values staying here over other things in three, like, so you're eligible, extension eligible after 3, right? Mm-hmm. And then the big money would hit in year 4, potentially. So Jaden's got 3 more before big money. If you sign essentially a 3-year deal, and then at the end of it, you say, okay, I'm now 33 years old. I'm willing to take less. Like, it doesn't have to be his last deal. It's his last big deal, but it's his last big deal anywhere unless someone's going to offer him something dumb or he values a 1-year $20 million deal over a 2-year $30 million deal in Washington in 3 years or whatever those numbers are.
And remember, when Terry signed his deal last time, it was shorter so he could get this second payday. It was all very
strategic. Yes, he was an older player coming out. It was smart. Because you want to get as close to 30 as you want to be under 30. He's just over it.
Yeah.
As opposed to signing this deal far north of 30. That's a good discussion.
That went better than I thought it would. You didn't throw
you
the alley-oop lob.
You came in just assuming all kinds of stuff as opposed to assuming that I was going to ask you for your actual take.
Not what
because I actually do the journalism as opposed to just listen to other. Look, what do they teach you in journalism school? If your mama tells you she loves you, you better double check. And I double check.
I like that one. I've never heard that one before. But
here's the other lesson to take home with you since it's 6:15 and you got to go. If someone says it's raining and another person says it's not, your job isn't to report that one person says it's raining and the other person says it's not. Your job is to go outside and check.
Walk it out.
Shout go out outside DJ and check, man. Linnell. Linnell Willingham, everybody. You on this weekend?
Too much. Tomorrow, 10 to 1 on the Fan and here. So see you then.
See Linnell tomorrow, but not right now because he's done for the day. All right, when we get back, basketball, it's happening tonight. Eastern Conference Finals, we're talking about it.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.